those young outside linebackers, Gilbert and Calvin, who have been your third team guys for like all of camp?
Well, going back to the game, I thought both Calvin and Gilbert played exceptionally well. I thought they played the run well. Gap control was outstanding. I thought they put pressure on the passer, made good decisions, took care of their pass technique, only allowed one completion on Calvin, but otherwise very, very good start for them, as well as with Tally and Josh. Those guys came in and no mental errors, took care of their gap control, took care of their pass responsibilities, did some good things in the rush. Obviously, you want to get the quarterback down, but in Reggie's case, had a lot of pressure. Calvin had some pressure. Tally and Josh got a little bit of pressure as well. A couple of the guys got hits, but I'm very pleased with the young linebackers' output so far. And thus, going into talking about practice, their work ethic, their grind has been exceptional. Their ability to ask questions and rely upon the veteran guys and not asking them questions and so forth. And they've taken full advantage so far of their opportunity.
From a mental standpoint, whenever Vince is cleared to practice, is he ready to go? I mean, could you just, again, never mind the physical part of it, but is he up to speed where you could just stick him out there and he'd be fine?
I think that would be a hard question to answer. I think that, yeah, I would like to say that. I think that he's that type of guy. But until he's put in that situation, you're never going to know. And so we'll just have to wait and see. We'll just have to wait until the train is clear and we get him on the practice field. I'm anxious to see what he looks like. I'm chomping at the bits to see what he can do as well. So his boy over there in Pittsburgh got a couple sacks, and so I'm sure that's he's going to keep tally of that, and I'm sure they're going to have a mutual rivalry going on. But it's all good. I think that he's been waiting his time patiently, more patient than I would have anticipated him doing, and that in getting him in the rookie orientation and early on before he kind of banged his foot up, you can just tell that this guy was 100 miles an hour. And we're definitely going to have to manage him and manage what he does. But like I said, I'm excited to see what he's going to be able to do when he gets his chance.
Winston, speaking of waiting and being patient, remember when Desmond Bishop was here and he was behind Barnett, and you know, you could tell he was really eager to get an opportunity, and what he did in 2010, he was pretty good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be wrong to say that maybe Jay Rohn is in kind of a similar vein where, you know, he's flashed when he's gotten some opportunities, and now it looks like you guys are going to have him have a greater rotational role behind Clay? And am I barking up the wrong tree there, or are there some similarities?
I think that's an excellent observation in that in using Bishop as an analogy, I think that in all of our linebackers, and for an example, I'll go back to Nick Perry. Nick Perry was in a role that he was sort of, I guess, handicapped, limited. And when he was told to take a starting role on and put more responsibility on him to do some more things, he responded. Same thing in Elliott. I believe that, to answer your question, in that Elliott has been asked to play a particular role in a particular situation. Now he's going to be asked to do more. And in asking him to do more, I fully am prepared to say that he's going to take full advantage of it. And I would expect him to be very productive this year.
As a coach, do you know, like, when you're coaching Desmond, that, I mean, I know you don't know 100% sure, but do you have a good feel for, okay, this guy's going to respond, and do you get that feel from J-Roll? I know he's got to prove it, but...
Desmond was always chomping at the bits. Desmond would ask to cover he would ask to cover the wide receivers. He would ask to cover every person that's willing to line up versus him. He was willing to try and cover. So from his competitive spirit, J-Rome is different, but J-Rome has that same type of fire and desire in that. He's been questioned a little bit, and when he's challenged, he tends to respond much better, and so I expect him, given this opportunity, like I said, take full advantage of it.